At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the morning DNA for September 28th, 2020.
Is it 28?
It is the 28th. I'm Aaron Dicer, the man of a single black shirt. She is Danae Hughes, the woman of a million distractions.
Including,
and we're here to find out what this morning is made of.
Probably should.
What happened?
28th. Probably should pay a bill just real quick.
Okay. Show's going to start this morning with Danae paying her bills because apparently people still do that. I have them on auto pay. I would totally forget
Hey, it's National Drink a Beer Day.
Okay.
National Also Be a Good Neighbor Day. So maybe you can bring a beer to your neighbor.
Oh.
Also, Strawberry Cream Pie Day. So get a pie and a beer. Okay. Go talk to your neighbor.
Okay.
But it's also Family Day. So bring the whole family with you. It's also North Carolina Day. So take a trip. It's a lot to do today, guys. A lot to do.
Be safe. Be safe. That's the main thing. You know, it was funny, Danae, because, you know, we meet backstage before the show goes live. Just kind of chat just a little bit for 5 minutes about the show for the morning and that kind of thing. And we find that even when we are not live, we're doing a show. And there were like two or three times in that 5 minutes where Danae's like, stop it. Let's do this on the show.
This is a good thing to do when we stop. Yeah, you're like, hey, so let me tell you this funny story about sweating like a maniac.
Yeah, yeah.
That happened this weekend on your other show that you do that's live.
Yeah, so I basically what happened was I pushed a bike ride too close to showtime for Sif Pop this weekend, which is the pop culture show that we do. And so I did an hour-long bike ride, which I am wont to do. And it's my favorite form of exercise. But after I'm done, I'm just pouring sweat. Like my heart rate's up. My body's like, you know, cool this guy off, all that kind of fun stuff. And so it's just pouring sweat. And usually I give myself a half hour to 35 minutes to get my heart rate down, stop sweating, that kind of stuff before I take my shower, because there's nothing more fun than taking a shower and then getting out of the shower and then just pouring sweat right after the shower. It's the world's best thing. If you've never experienced it, it's so much
sweaty
fun.
Sweaty Aaron is real. I remember when you used to ride the bike every morning, you would actually, you lived in the adjacent like town to where our radio station was every morning.
Right. It was about a 15-mile bike ride to work.
And for a kick there, you'd get on your bike and actually bike into the station in the morning.
Yeah.
And you'd walk in and it would just be like, and you would just be so sweaty. And you took like bathroom showers every morning. Mm-hmm. You did that because we didn't have a shower at the station.
Yeah.
So you'd disappear back to the bathroom and, you know, just trying to like, but then you'd just be sweaty guy.
Right, right.
So the whole time we prepped for the morning show, pretty much, was your cool down time?
I have learned a trick. I have learned a trick since then. But just to finish the story, so I did not get enough time to stop sweating. Got in the shower. Not only did I start sweating after the shower, I was sweating during the shower. Like, you know, like the water going over my face was warmer than the water coming out of the shower head. So, you know, like there's all sorts of stuff going on. So I get out. I know I'm going to sweat. So what I do now is for my t-shirts that I work out on, I cut off the sleeves because I don't like the way they feel like when I'm moving and working out.
So I save
the sleeves.
Oh my gosh.
And I use them as headbands.
That works.
It works, right? And what it does is it really keeps the sweat from like getting on my face. It all just
stops
here.
Looks so cool.
So
Aaron, it's funny. You're like, Let me explain a sweatband to you.
What's up?
It stops the sweat from...
There's a reason it's called a sweatband. I don't know if you knew this.
It creates a band or a barrier.
A barrier to the sweat. It's amazing. Yeah. So
it's incredible.
So, yeah.
Man.
So I still have this in here from yesterday. So it's probably a little sweat on that. So.
Did you actually put that on during your other live show?
No,
you
I took it off right
like a maniac.
No, because I had another half hour before we went live. We meet a half hour early to record like bonus material, that kind of stuff, and then we go live half hour later. So I had time to stop sweating during kind of that bonus stuff, and so I wore it during that, and then took it off for the show. But you lovely people get to see it this morning. So congratulations.
That's right. Oh my gosh, there's so many fun things coming in. Thank you guys for telling
us
about your morning.
So please tell me what people are saying in the comments.
I'm just reading this one. So Nick says, I made the mistake of trying to bike to work once. I literally turned around before I got a quarter of the way there and went home to shower and drive to work.
At least you stopped at the right point. You know, if you're three quarters of the way there and you turn around to go home to shower, you're probably doing it wrong at that point.
Aaron is the son of Rambo after you wore...
Son of Rambo is a great movie. Man, I had forgotten about that movie. No, that's a legit movie.
Hey, Lucas. This is from Lucas, who says, hey, guys, I got the job. Yay!
Yay!
So congratulations.
Yay, Lucas!
Very happy. And then asks a great question. Do you guys have any funny stories about the first day in a new job? If you're around for the end, try to re-ask that during the U.
The U portion. The A
and the U. If you'll try to, we'll try to remember to come back to that and
share
some
stories.
We'll
come back to that at the end. Yeah, for sure.
Also just getting some shout out love from Slab for the new job and Nick for the new job. So that was really cool. So congratulations on that. Let's see. Oh, and then Son of Rainbow. I don't know if that's a positive or negative message.
Whatever. It works. Danae, the other story that we were talking about before we started in the How's Your Weekend was a dream you had about going to the bathroom.
Hey, listen, bud.
You said save it for the show.
I said save yours for the show. I am not about to be like, hey, good morning, everyone. Let's talk about my dreams where I pooped.
You literally said we were talking about that or something, and you were like, hey, save that for the show. I was like, okay, I didn't know that you want to talk about that on the show, but
this only serves to remind me that you also have trouble paying attention. No, but I did want to shout out. Look, I can learn. I had a closed container today.
Very nice.
I'm just really proud of myself for learning. No, I really don't have anything cool that happened. Actually, this weekend, I guess I'll say I have this migraine thing that happens every month.
That's not cool.
It's not cool. But we're trying to figure out, me and my doctors, trying to figure out, like, what is it caused by? Is it like...
Is it cyclical? Is it attached to your cycle?
Is it? Does it come at the same time in my cycle?
Right. Yeah.
Is it hormonal, which could also be cyclical?
Or is it
like just... My body's not like it just slips out, like something slips out and then it causes a migraine of some kind. So I've been trying to figure this out for a while. And
fun story. So I'm sorry. Continue.
Wow.
Migraines are just
the
like...
shame. No, I just wanted to say that sometimes your weekends are kind of like they're like up and down. Mine was
totally
on the trajectory up and I felt like a little headache. And then yesterday it was down. Like I was out all day yesterday and I woke up this morning feeling right as rain. I was like, yeah, because sometimes those things last for like days and days. So I feel like I'm getting better, which is a really cool thing to share. Also, everyone, please knock on wood for me. Thank you.
I'm glad you're feeling good. I'm glad you're feeling good. And you're right. That is a good reminder that like it goes in. Life's a roller coaster. Like things are good
it's
one day
weird.
And things
it's
are
weird.
Rough
and
the next day.
And we change as time goes on. Like sometimes foods will trigger me. Polly says my migraines can be triggered by alcohol, like one beer or even a lack of sleep. It's so crazy. And your bodies can like shift and change. Zalius? Did I get that right? Zalius? Let me know if I said that. You wanted us to say that. I've had a blinding migraine once in my life, a full 2 days. And I don't want this to ever happen again. Oh, 100%. It's so hard too, because then you're in the moment. And I realized that my whole body was tensing up because I was trying to kind of manage pain. But really the best thing for me to do is just try to relax. So it was just in bed constantly, like this wave of like getting ink and then like, no, relax, let it go.
Right.
A lot of heating pads.
Yeah.
I try not to do any meds though. I don't want to have like some sort of weird med addiction or something. So I try to let my body just like fight it off naturally. But anyway,
yeah.
So I don't mean to be a bummer. But
no,
that was
it's
my weekend.
Obviously people. I mean, people have migraines. And I think it's, you know, Cindy says I get wicked migraines.
And, you take it Imitrex.
Imitrex at the onset takes care of them quickly.
You know, I have a couple of options. I'm like either going to go. I'm going to see if I can figure it out like natural like, and see if I can figure it out. Because if it's just going to be like once, like half of a day or a day.
Sure.
Where I just have to be careful and use heating pads on my neck and just try to relax. I want to try to go that route. But man, if this thing's going to knock me out multiple times a month, I ain't going to have it.
Cyreg Dose says, have you tried putting some peppermint oil in your mask and wearing it for a bit when you feel it coming on?
Ooh.
Can really help wife and mom.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to write that down. Thank you. Because I do have peppermint pat. I do have peppermint patty, like York peppermint patties I could put on my eyes. And I also have those little peppermints from Sonic that come in your bag, you know, that I could also
This is not
just...
a good idea. This is not a good idea. Lots of
is
chocolate.
Is that what you meant?
Close to the heat of your body. I'm just like melting. It's not a good idea at all.
Man. You know, everybody, thank you for sharing. It's interesting too. I think sometimes we really do feel like we're the only ones that are like having these experiences, but man, headaches are really, really common. And I I'm really excited. I've actually been working with somebody who is really, I didn't mean to click that comment.
It's fine. Slab says, crush the Sonic peppermints and snort them. Yes.
I have been seeing somebody who's a specialist. And so we're trying to figure out if it's structural first before moving into anything else. But I do have to tell you, that just before everybody gets worried, and then we'll move on to the show. These started after having a child. So it's either hormonal or it's most likely it's either hormonal because my hormones changed, or it's something that just has to do with my body being out of alignment.
Yeah,
that's my hope. Lord, help me find it.
You ready to shoe a dough?
Hey, yeah, let's shoe a dough. Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, we wanted to start off because we start off on Mondays with another one of our questions.
It's the friendship application of Danae Hughes, written and performed by Danae Hughes.
So we're going to do this every Monday for a little bit until we get through this massive packet that I created.
All right. What is today's friendship application question?
For those of you that haven't done this yet. Oh, yeah. My boost.
It's the
hoodie.
FAQ.
It's the FAQ.
Friendship application question.
Oh.
It's time for FAQ.
Hey, you should write that down so you don't forget it.
All right, fair enough.
So I wrote this silly application at a job. I found it when I was going through all my stuff. And so we're just going through it for funsies.
Mm-hmm.
So today's question, as I read it, I realized is a follow-up to last question. So
now, the last question was about animals, right? There was like a velociraptor.
If you had to choose one of the following, what would it be? And so quickly in your mind, here are the options. You don't have to say what it is, but just keep in your mind. And then you're going to let us know what yours is. But if you had to choose one of the following, what would it be? A porcupine, which I spelled P-O-R-K-Y, porcupine, a sea turtle, velociraptor, or pigeon. Those were the options.
I remember this conversation. Yes.
So if you remember that from last week, keep that in mind. If this is new, again, just select one. Porcupine, sea turtle, velociraptor, pigeon.
Okay.
The question today is, using your answer from question one,
okay,
what would you make it battle?
Oh.
Here's your options. You have to be honest
with yourself. Multiple choice again.
You have to be honest with yourself. Like, I chose pigeon, so then I'm putting pigeon against something here.
Right.
And you chose...
I chose turtle.
Sea turtle. Okay.
Yeah. I chose B, sea turtle.
which I was made fun of that it should have just been sea turtle. Like sea. Okay.
Turtle,
anyway,
yes.
Here's the options. A, Pikachu.
Okay.
B, Clifford. That's the big red dog.
That is a big red dog.
C, a werewolf.
Okay.
D, a Komodo dragon.
Interesting.
It's just something to think about today. And this is one of the things that you have to answer in order to be friends with
so
me.
So I went with B, sea turtle, and I am going to go with I want it to battle
Pikachu, Clifford, werewolf.
I think a werewolf.
Yeah,
because you know turtle shells are pretty intensely guarded.
Yeah,
you know, you can get in that little thing, and then it's just a battle of the werewolf, just like trying to get through there, and he can't get through there, and then he turns back into a human. He's like, oh no, what was I doing to this turtle? But the turtle's fine. See, you know that's how it's all gonna work.
So
out.
Many people chose sea turtle last time. I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's crazy. Okay, so I chose pigeon, and I think I'm going to have to go with Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Versus a pigeon? How does that battle go?
Well, I think it would be a lot of, like, swooping and pecking and then landing on the back of it where he couldn't reach, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it would be some kind of a terrible, terrible battle.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of feedback.
I want to go back
chat.
To Tyler, who said El Raptor fight Pikachu. a Velociraptor fighting Pikachu.
That would be crazy.
That actually is the battle. Like, if you knew ahead of time where the questions were going and you wanted to see a incredible fight, Pikachu versus a Velociraptor would be pretty amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Kenan says, I would make my Velociraptor battle a Komodo dragon. It's like cousins fighting at a family reunion.
So true. Except for one of the cousins is just like that laid back cousin's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Nick says Clifford because he's friendly. If Turtle yells Martha, they might become friends afterwards. I don't know.
Nice Batman reference.
Oh my gosh. Such fun stuff. Okay, so thanks for that. We'll do these every Monday. We've made it through question one and two. There's quite a few more to go. And then at the end, I'm hoping to post them all online just because why not?
Yeah, the FAQs. The friendship application question. All right, let's move on to the D in A-N-U. We're going to have a topic from Danae, the D, Aaron, the A, and you. That's you. Make it as cheesy as possible. So be thinking of your question for the end. Can be any topic, any question, anything like that.
Okay.
Skadorva. OMG, funny fact, we named our daughter Emily Elizabeth, then found out about Clifford. See, I'm not a huge Clifford fan. Is Emily Elizabeth
the name of the girl
in Clifford? Okay,
yeah.
That's great.
Pretty incredible.
That's amazing.
All right, I'm going to get to my thing now.
All right.
What is the last random gift that made you happy? This can either be one that you gave or one that you received. It's just something that was unexpected. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on a birthday. It wasn't on, you know, an expected holiday. No anniversary. It was just a random thing that you received that was unexpected and made you happy. That's the other part of it.
We do have a confirmation, by the way, from Skadorwa that it is W, not V. It is said with a W sound. So lock that one away in the name pronunciations. Well,
all right.
Or write it down. Whatever.
I'm gonna have
whatever
to write
works.
It down. I have like a little list I'm making of people's names, you know, because we don't want to say everybody's name wrong.
What is the definition of a random gift? Can you help me out? How does it have to qualify to be a random gift? Like just one you weren't expecting?
One you were not expecting.
One that's a little strange and weird. Because sometimes random means like, well, that's random.
Well, it could be both, right? I'll tell you where this comes from and maybe that'll help. So over the weekend, my husband went to the grocery store and he took our Jeep. Usually he takes our other vehicle, but he took the Jeep this time. And he got back out to the car and there were two tiny rubber ducks on his Jeep, on our Jeep.
Okay.
I want to clarify. Technically, it's my Jeep. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that was...
I just want to make one thing very clear.
Super, super clear.
I own the Jeep. Thank you, Danae. We get it now.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you guys know it's mine. Even though he's been driving it for 10 years, it's my... Mm-hmm. It was mine. It's in my name. Okay. Anyway. So he gets there, and there's these two little rubber ducks, and it has like these little note attached to it that says, "You've been ducked."
Okay.
And then it says duck, duck, Jeep. So he comes home and he's like, look at this. And we start looking it up. There's a duck, duck, Jeep website. There's 30,000 people in a duck, duck, Jeep Facebook group because he's on Facebook. Okay. And apparently back in July, this woman who lives, she was born in Canada and she lives in the United States. She kind of goes back and forth between. She was a trigger warning. We're going to talk like just super, super quickly about a physical assault. So if that's something that's a trigger for you, just let you know. But we're going to just not spend a lot of time on it.
It's not the main part of the story.
It's not. In fact, she uses it in a really interesting way. So she had this moment when she was in Canada and she thinks someone saw her U.S. license plate and physically grabbed her and pushed her down and said, go back to your own country. We don't want you here. She thinks it might have been COVID related and just the fear of, you know, just restrictions and things like that.
Okay.
But she had never experienced something like that before. And she's a very positive person. And one of the ways she processed that was she was like, I want to do something kind of random and fun. And so she went and bought 400 miniature ducks, and she's a Jeep girl. She's a Jeep. Mm-hmm. And it's like a really interesting community. If you don't know anything about the Jeep community, like when you drive a Jeep and you see another person that's driving a Jeep, you kind of like give them a wave, sort of like a sign of like, I see you, Jeep person. And the it's a Jeep thing has been kind of a thing for a long time.
And just to be clear, they do that for Danae because it's her Jeep.
That's right.
That
that's
she's right. part of that club.
That's right. Not they don't husband. Do this for
she's
Justin.
Part, that's no. right. She's mm-hmm. part of that club.
Although he drove it this time, so I don't know what's going on. Thank you for pointing that out, Aaron.
Yeah, just trying to do my part.
Yeah. So anyhow, so she buys these ducks, and she decides that she's just going to leave them randomly on any Jeep that she sees, just to be silly and goofy. And it has now, all these months later, from July until now, turned into this explosion of randomness. And the intent was to bring people joy, just unexpected, no strings attached, silly, goofy joy. And yeah. So my husband received these two ducks, which he thought were from the same person, but turns out he was ducked twice just by going into the store. So of course now he wants to
buy a bunch of rubber ducks to carry around and put them on Jeeps.
Yes. But it is kind of a fun thing, you know,
sure.
like just to like give somebody something randomly and just be kind of, I don't know, like it's meant to sort of spark some sort of excitement and joy and just pull you out of your day. And what a cool backstory.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's tragic a little bit, she kind of turned it around into something
sure.
pretty cool.
I love it. It does smell a little bit like secret society kind of stuff where like if you know, you know. You know, that kind of thing where it's like you're part of the club. You know, you're one of the sneetches with stars on your belly kind of thing. Like, you know, here's a little thing. But I don't mind that because it's like an inside joke. Sometimes you have inside jokes with your friends. Sometimes you have inside jokes with other people that own Jeeps, which would be Danae, not Justin, just to be clear. but yeah.
Now you're getting it.
Slab says mine is honestly being shipped to your PO box this week, so
what?
Apparently a random gift is coming.
Are
to
we getting
the PO
a duck
box.
We're gonna get a duck. Anyway, I just thought this was a fun thing to think about, and if you can't think of one that you've received, super okay. Maybe it's just time, I don't know, send a random note to somebody, or just think that in today's climate, with so many serious things going on, it's really nice to just receive something that makes you feel unexpectedly good. And that was something that I experienced this weekend.
One of my favorite things to do has come about because of my involvement in being a movie critic. And because I'm a movie critic, I get a bunch of award stuff at the end of the year. And it's been one of my favorite things just to randomly pass that stuff on to people in my life who I know love a certain movie, and so I'll give them a certain thing. I have a shelf stacked with screenplays because they send the screenplays from the different movies. And when movie lovers come over, I'll often be like, "Hey, pick a screenplay to take with you if you want," you know, kind of thing. And it's just really fun just to kind of, you know, give out of your own excess or you know, be able to put a smile on somebody's face. So
I recently kind of randomly sent somebody almonds because they like almonds and they weren't expecting it, and it was just a fun little thing that brought them some happiness.
I mean, this is important stuff. I hate to break the flow of the show, but it's almonds. That you do not print, the L is silent. Just want to make almonds.
Almonds. You can fight me on it.
No,
it's
no
one
need.
Of those gif gif things, right? Like
it is. It's one of those things where the pronunciation will be almonds by the. It probably
it,
already is
if
technically.
If it was almonds or if it was almonds, it would be
it's almonds,
A-U-M-O-N-D-S.
Possibly, yes. You don't know this, but the season autumn is actually spelled with an L. It's just silent. So. It's not true. It's not true.
It's not true at all. What about you, Aaron? What's your comment?
I saw the Polly comment, similar for motorcycle riders, the hand down wave. What is the hand down wave?
So,
I don't know this.
Okay, so when you're driving a motorcycle, you just have your hand out and then it's down by your thigh, sort of like you're high-fiving on the low as you pass each other on the road. Like you're not actually reaching out and touching hands. That actually happens in Jeeps too if the doors are off. You might often see people who are driving Jeeps instead of doing like a wave from the
steering,
wheel.
The little two-finger steering wheel wave.
Yeah, they'll just do it out of the side.
Nick says, my wife doesn't like spending money on small gifts. Once I was going to send her an edible arrangement and then didn't because of the price. And when I told her, she said not getting it was a better gift. keep her. That's my wife and I were just talking about this, how we felt bad for people in our lives who's, have you heard of the love languages? You know, the idea that different ways to express love mean more to different people based on just kind of your personality, how you brought up, that kind of thing. Well, gifts is one of them. And we were just saying how we felt really bad for the people in our lives whose love language was gifts. Because it is our last, like both of our last love language. We literally haven't gotten each other an anniversary or birthday or Christmas present probably in 2 decades. Like we just, like that doesn't, if we need something, we'll get it. But it's just, we don't express love that way. And so it's kind of one of those things where there are parts of your marriage where you match and parts of your marriage where you don't. And this is one where we've very thankfully matched, because I can't imagine if one of us was like high love language gifts and the other one was like, didn't even feel it. That could be a little bit of a mismatch, but yeah.
Yeah, my husband and I are a little bit of a mismatch.
But there are places where
you're
a match.
But we joke about it. We find that nice middle ground.
Yeah.
Let's see. Polly adds, yep, it's better to put the hands down than up on a motorcycle. Okay. I'm assuming kind of continuing.
I've seen some special waves from vehicles before. Usually when
No, not the middle finger. Aaron.
Oh,
no.
I thought that was like a, hey, you know, like a cool, you know, thing. I didn't know what it was. So, yeah.
Skidora says in 25 years, we never get gifts for each other, too. So you're not alone.
It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. There's no pressure. There's no like any of that stuff.
We just hit a 10-year marriage mark,
mm-hmm.
and we've never really celebrated. I mean, when we have an anniversary, like, we'll go out to eat, obviously, and we did. We went out and had a dinner together when we crossed that 10-year mark back in November. And we're like, do we do something special? Now there's that list. Do we go back through the list and like back order stuff? Like, here's some paper we forgot to get for each other.
Oh, you mean the list of what you're supposed to get each other on
here's
each anniversary?
Wood. Yeah. Some paper. Yeah. But I do love people who celebrate that, because I actually kind of wish I was that person who would think about those things and kind of keep track and like really tied myself to stuff like that. I like memories, but I don't like it when it's like regulated stuff. I don't know. I don't do very well. But anyway.
Yeah, so, we've done. We, so we're like. Oh, go ahead. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. So we're just sitting there. We're like, you know, we should do big screen TV. Like, ooh, it's like the new rage for your 10-year anniversary. You get an OLED.
Yeah, that's right. I like it. I like it a lot.
We haven't saved up and it's not part of our budget, but we're married 10 years. So
we got to do it.
We got to do it.
By the way, it'll be Danae's TV, not Justin's, just so we're clear.
That's right. Just so you guys know.
We do trips on the big numbers because we think that's a great way to make memories. Of course, our 25th anniversary trip was canceled by COVID, which, you know, a lot of people in a lot of worse situations. So we're not complaining. But yeah, it's good to have memories. It's just the gift part that we've never really, it's never really meant a ton to us. So ready to move on to the A question?
Let's do it.
The A topic this day is, what's your world record TV binge? What is the show that you just went on a crazy binge with and watched a lot? Now, I bring this up because I finished a 35-season binge of the MTV show The Challenge this weekend. 35 seasons of this show that I watched over the course of about, I'm going to say 2.5 months. So somewhere in the realm of 450 to 500 episodes of this show. Just always,
how many hours is that?
I don't, well, the first few seasons were half hour episodes, and then the last 15 seasons I think were hour episodes, and a few couple that were longer than that. But yeah, I mean I loved it. I wouldn't have binged it if I, in fact, I really highly recommend reality show binges. I think those are really fun. Like, if you've never watched Survivor, like going back on a Survivor binge would be, I think, really fun. I mean, if you're made like me and you enjoy that kind of stuff. But
I think I just thought of mine.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, I was going back through, and there's a couple times that I did the binge when I was not well, and I was like just sick for a while.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Lost. I binged all of Lost. And the other one was Avatar. I went all through the entire series of Avatar.
The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender, yes.
Yeah.
But then I remember that I did binge every single season of Grey's Anatomy.
That's longer than both of those things.
So I think that, and I totally forgot about it until just it just hit me. I went back. I had started watching, I don't remember how many years ago it was, but it was like the newest season. And I was like, who, you know, but what's the backstory? What am I missing? And so I went back because it was available. And I started watching from the very beginning and I just kept it on in the background and kept watching it. And so that is not something to be proud of. Unlike reality TV, which I think is, or reality competition shows, which I find be much more interesting. There's so much more going on there than Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy is just like emotion porn. It's just
it's a soap opera.
It's a soap opera. Yeah.
I believe me, I get the addiction to soap operas. Like, you know, tell me my stories. Like, I totally get that thing where you just like invest in this fantasy world where dramatic things are happening to everybody all the time. And it can warp your idea of what real life is.
100%.
So can reality competition. You know what I mean? Because those deal in relationships and those kind of things too. So yeah, just keep your real goggles on.
Zalia says BSG and before that, The Good Place. I did binge The Good Place too because we did it. We covered it at our job. We were sending an episode of The Good Place and I was on the pilot. Mm-hmm. And after sending the pilot, I was like, this has to be something I watch immediately. And I did. Mm-hmm. And it was so good.
Yeah.
Skidora says, I just finished binging all of the Star Trek series.
Danae, I was wrong. I misread. I saw Skidorva give a comment after. It is a V. It is the V. So it is Skidorva. So my apologies. So
Listen,
we want to get names right. That's all there is to it.
It's a good thing I used the pencil. Right.
When you say the Star Trek series, Skidorva, are you talking about like OG Star Trek or like all the Star Trek series? Like
please say all.
Series is or
don't
just
lie.
The OG original Star Trek? I'm very curious to see which one it is. Matt says Lost is his favorite show ever. When it was on, every time a new season would come on, I would binge the previous season so that by the time the last season rolled around, I would binge the previous five.
Whoa.
Then after it ended, I binged all the seasons and the web shorts and deleted scenes and bonus episodes at least a few times, usually within 2 weeks. Lost is now my third favorite show of all time. It was my second favorite show of all time.
That's incredible.
I don't know if you're like me, Matt, but I'm a finale defender too. A lot of people hated the finale of Lost. I loved it. I thought it really beautiful and tied everything together really nicely.
I just want to let all of the other people watching know that I will not allow them both to talk about Lost the rest of the show.
Too late. In fact, I've got Matt on the line now.
No,
he's coming
let's
online.
Go on. Here's 8417 says, watched all things Stargate about 2 years ago. 350-ish episodes. Holy crap. You know what? I forgot that they did a Stargate series, and I loved that movie when I was younger. Like,
have you gone back and watched it?
No. Is it terrible?
It's terrible. It's great, though. It's great nostalgia-wise, but I went back and watched it recently. And I was like, oh, this is really cheesy. I mean, everything back then was, but I'm like you. I loved it, too. So
it was
I'm
so
totally
cool when it came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Polly says, a Japanese movie trilogy called The Human Conditions, over 9 hours of black and white subtitles, joy in a single day.
See, I really appreciate that. I don't think I could binge a subtitled show. And the reason is when I'm on a big binge, it has to be able to be like kind of played in the background while I'm working on some stuff, that kind of stuff. If I'm binging subtitles, I have to be
locked
in.
You have to pay attention.
And in fact, that's kind of the reason it's hard to binge like Lost even or a show like that, because it's a show that demands your focus. And when I go on a binge, it's almost always a show that doesn't demand your focus. It doesn't demand your 100% focus. So, yeah.
Well, then does it really count?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know. Elizabeth says, I binged Criminal Minds in 3 months. Whoa, that's a lot.
That is a lot of episodes.
Oh, Volk says, I also binge Grey's. Oh, my gosh. 1.5 months. Yeah. Like, I just got on this kick and I just kept watching because why not?
Yep.
Polly adds, and I finished Star Trek Enterprise, the whole series, in 2 weeks.
Did you see Skidorva's answer?
Skidorva says, All of them. That's incredible.
I wonder if that includes the CBS All Access ones, Discovery and Picard.
I'm pretty sure all means all.
Okay. Hey, listen. We all have our own truth. I don't know.
Kenan says Scrubs and Heroes, but I only binge if I'm sick. Okay.
Heroes, yeah.
I watched Heroes too. I mean, I haven't thought about that show in forever, but I did binge Heroes as well. But I can't remember. I guess I shouldn't say binge it because I can't remember if I completed it or not.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe I didn't.
I mean, you can binge. you know, not to completion. Like, you can, you don't have to necessarily watch them all to, you know, go on a show binge.
My gosh, there's so many.
Lots of Star Trek talk.
Paul, I said Deep Space Nine. Slab adds that it's the best Star Trek. Deep Space Nine says mm-hmm. Fight me. So mm-hmm. guys, just
no.
If you're gonna throw it down in the
chat,
that's not
what we're about here.
Try hugs first.
That's not who we are. Sorry, I tried to get all parental there.
Slab also agrees that Stargate has not held up well.
It really hasn't.
Skadama says Farscape is the new binge.
Yeah,
Farscape.
I've never watched Farscape, another sci-fi show.
Yeah,
a lot of sci-fi.
Well, sci-fi is amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a good binge too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Now we're finally caught up to Matt's lost comment. So here you go, Aaron. Go ahead and read it.
And joining us on the line now.
No.
Matt says, I was a Lost finale defender at the time. It became a little meh for me in the years since, but it definitely hasn't ruined the series for me at all. Yeah, and it's quite possible that I am as staunch a defender as I am because of the hate it received. Like, just trying to push back against that, because I really do think it ties up everything that needs to be tied up. And more importantly, it's the emotional resolution that the show needed, which is more important to me than all the little plot resolutions that, you know, people thought it needed. So
One of the things we continue to love about this format for our show, and thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this morning, is you guys are talking across platforms, and you'll see the little mm-hmm. icon as far as like which social media platform you're coming in on. Mm-hmm. But by sharing all of these feedback, all this stuff, you guys are able to talk back to each other. That's really fun. This one, also from Matt, The Lower Decks. I have not watched that yet, but
that's true. I haven't
either. I've heard fun things.
Yeah, I've heard good things. 8417 says, also slightly different and not a TV binge, but I am 271 days into watching at least one new movie a day at 365 movies I haven't seen so far, going for 500 movies this year. So
wow.
Sounds amazing. And Danae, you just short-circuited Danae's brain. She doesn't understand. She's having trouble. She's confused. She doesn't know how that happens.
Scrubber says that Farscape holds up because of the Jim Henson puppeteering.
Okay.
I didn't realize that there was Jim Henson puppeteering going on there. So that's cool. I really do want to go back and look at that one.
Jake says, I watched all of The Wire in about 3 weeks. I did that too. I was late to The Wire, so I binged all 5 seasons, I believe, of The Wire in a very short amount of time as well. What a spectacular show. Very well put together. Certain seasons more than others, in my opinion, but it really is an incredible show. Probably my favorite binge ever, behind The Sopranos. Top 2 shows of all time. Very cool.
Let's get on to the you comments.
Yeah,
so this is where we're going to throw the show over to you guys. You can let us know random story, random question, comments, things like that. Anything goes. We won't necessarily cover everything, but we will try our very best. And I'm going to scroll back up and see if I can find the one from earlier.
See if you can find the question from earlier. It was about getting the job. There it is.
From Lucas, who, again, congrats on the new job, says, do you guys have any funny stories about the first day in a new job? So I didn't realize it was my first day of the official job, but I guess I could tell you a little bit about joining the radio station, which was completely unexpected.
I almost said which one, but there was only one for you. What a weird thing.
What do you mean?
What a weird thing. We've just been doing this so long. In my brain, I was like, well, which radio station, that we worked together at? Yeah, but we were on several stations, but the others were more like a syndicated thing.
Yeah. So in this particular one, this particular day I walked in, and it was actually the day that they asked me to join the team, which I consider to be my first day. And during the interview process, the people that were hiring me, my program director and the GM of the station were very, very clear that there was no budget, you know. That me being there or me being asked to just jump on the morning show was completely volunteer only. And there was no guarantee of getting pay, especially as we just figured out if Aaron and I even worked together in a show format or how I would even do on a mm-hmm. radio show. So I was in the broadcasting room with all the microphones and boards and computer screens and all this stuff. And the PD is like very nervously kind of shuffling his feet. And he's like, so, we want you to join the team, but we can't pay you. And I knew that already, but I just had to kind of play into it. And I was like, you can't pay me, but can you pay me in gum? And he finally kind of like clicked that I was messing with him. And that became a big joke He actually left the room and came back. I was super weirded out by that because he just like walked out. And I'm like, did I just make a big mistake here? Now, let me give you a little bit of backstory. I hadn't met this man for very long. I had a couple of interviews with him, but they were all very awkward interviews. Really, really uncomfortable things happened in the interview process as well, including me giving him the wrong resume for an accounting position. My resume was built for accounting. I was going for an accounting thing. And the entertainment resume that I had given to him had been corrupted on the jump drive. I had taken it to get it printed and they had corrupted it. So I couldn't actually, what?
I just want to make just a slight word clarification from uncomfortable to awkward, because these days when you say uncomfortable things happen during an interview, people's minds can go to crazy.
It was uncomfortable for me.
Well, I know. But
sure, Aaron, you clarify.
No,
you helped me. Continue. I appreciate it.
Continue.
So the interview for this job, like all these weird interactions I had had with this PD, I had given him the jump drive and told him it could be corrupted and it could hurt his computer. He plugs it in and he's like, oh, no, here's the file. I can see it. So he was like looking at like the resume that I'd put together for entertainment. So on his desk is his laptop with my resume on the screen. Beside it is my accounting resume that I had printed with a tire mark on it because I had found it in my trunk. I'm not even kidding. I have no radio experience whatsoever. And so I'm just like, anyway, blah, 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 blah. And I kind of glance at a screen and I see a couple of like errors where I had maybe misspelled a word or something. And so I reach across and as I'm asking permission, I say, can I just go ahead and I just move the laptop and grab it out of his hands and begin to correct my resume in front of him and also make a joke about how I'm super glad he didn't open up the other folder because that's the one that had my porn. Now, this is a Christian station. And the big joke to me personally was that like if I got this job, it was going to have to be a miracle. Because there's no reason I should be on Christian radio. I'm just too much of a liability. Let's just be honest.
He,
I don't know why, he kind of thought it was funny. I don't know. So that had been our first interaction. So here we are. Now he's going like, okay, we're gonna ask you to come in. We can't pay you. And then he leaves the room. And I was like, okay, so this was the final nail in the coffin. After all the stuff that I put this poor guy through, that was it. I went too far. But he came back in with a package of gum and tossed it on the table and said, okay, you're hired. And I was
here's
like,
your signing bonus.
Okay, there's your signing bonus. And that was the start of my career in radio.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The start of my career in radio was with a little station that was near where we lived in Michigan. And that's not technically the start of my career. I actually, in college, did a lot of radio stuff. And one of my degrees is in broadcasting. And so I go to the station. I'm like, hey, I've got a degree in broadcasting. Is there anything you need help with? Blah, 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 blah. They're like, yeah, we'd love some help doing this stuff, you know. And so for about 2 to 3 months, basically my job was to come in on weekends and like record stuff, really mind numbing, not the fun part of broadcasting kind of stuff. And then something happened with a couple people that worked there that had to leave. And so then I'm thinking, well, I want to do more stuff. Like I want to do, you know, kind of those jobs that they left. I think one was the music director. I was like, I'd like to try to be a music director kind of thing. So I meet with the bosses and I'm like, I would love to do music director. And they're like, well, do you have any radio experience? And so I was like, okay, that resume I gave you when we started, if you want to pull that out. They had no clue I even had a degree in broadcasting. Like when I came in, it was just like manna from heaven. It was just like, hire this guy. Somebody wants to help us do stuff. They had no clue that this was like,
oh my gosh,
something that I had thought about doing or any of that kind of stuff. And then, so I went from music director to program director to station manager within about 5 years. And,
it's so crazy too, because Aaron and I would look back on this. We talked about this a lot in the early days. How weird our both of our stories are to get to the microphone.
Yeah.
He went for this education. He had so much experience. And then there's literally me who, pardon this phrase, which I guess makes some people uncomfortable, but get your minds out of the gutter. I just walked in off the street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, hi, people tell me I'd be good at this. And then my career just opened up. So I've always been kind of really hyper aware too of how that's just really abnormal. In fact, I think almost daily for the first 6 months, Aaron would say, this never happens. This never happens. This doesn't happen. When the phones are blowing up in the morning
more.
Show, like, I mean, people are calling in every single morning. We were having such a good time. And he's like, this doesnn't happen. This is like a movie.
Yep.
So this, it was a lot of fun.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I want to read this from Kenan. Says, I got fired from a job I didn't even know I had.
What?
I went to a university with a co-op program. I went to an interview and waited to hear back from my co-op manager with the final word. Never heard from her. And then a week or so later was called from the company letting me know I was fired for not showing up. Turns out my co-op manager retired and lost my stuff in her shuffle to get out of the office. Oh, the pain, the agony. Whoa. You know, there were moments like that with you getting hired at the radio station where there was miscommunication from the people 100%. Doing the hiring. And I felt like I had to be the go-between to be like, hey, are you still interested in this? Because they don't think you're interested. And then you're like, yeah, I'm interested. And then I went back to them and like, you know, are you still interested in her? And you're like, we haven't heard from her. I guess she's not interested.
And I remember being like, yeah, just let me know when I walked out. Like, am I going to be the weird girl that like made a porn joke at a radio station and then called right. back the next day? Like, hey, are you going to hire me? Also, I had a job already. I had three jobs at the time. I want to choose this one from Steven, who says, what is the funniest part of your guys' job? My current job, we do a lot of things, but my current job, the funniest part of my job, probably doing the show, the podcast on for the Behind the Scenes podcast with Aaron and Jonathan. I think of that because we laugh a lot and we get to kind of poke fun of ourselves and just the process and stuff. That's probably the funniest part.
Funniest part for me is the way we communicate as a team. If you're talking about the Sins job, the way the six of us communicate, I think is hilarious.
It is.
And Danae, you talk about me talking about this never happens. Like the idea of the chemistry that we have to communicate together, to play together, all that kind of stuff. To see that in a group of six is even more rare. And so just to be able to, you know, when I get a script back, like the notes are hilarious. You know what I mean? Like it's fun that everybody, you know, has that sense of humor. And so just like the communication we do, the stories we tell, that kind of personal interaction part is the funniest part of the job.
Also, our chats in our Slack group get pretty funny because we have to have really awkward conversations sometimes about what we're doing. And it can get just silly where we all just sit back and we're like, what are we talking about? And this is actually related to our job. So it's just very unique. Yeah. Great question. Let's see. I just want to throw this up from Kenan, who says, I love listening to y'all on the radio on my way to work. And I was bummed when you left.
Oh,
well, thanks,
you,
Kenan. So much.
It was we're glad we have this time together. Now,
yeah. So. It's kind of a fun resurgence of the show, so to speak. Let's see.
Jake says, are you planning on taking your kids trick-or-treating this year?
Good question.
More probably a question for you, Danae. My kids are older, and so they aren't trick-or-treating.
So we haven't come up with a solid plan yet. Our conversations are sort of circling around. If we do take her anywhere, it will probably just be to the next door neighbor's house on either side of us. We're in a new neighborhood, and those are the only people that we've really branched out to kind of get to know. We also have just a really small little triangular loop. Like our house sort of faces a little triangular section, and there's probably about 10 or 15 houses kind of in that area. So if we did something, it would be very, very small. But she's still just three, and I don't know if it would be a little too stimulating for her, to be honest. So if we took her just to the next door neighbor's house, then that would potentially be okay. We also have talked about doing it the night before, like talking to the neighbors about her getting dressed up and just going over and coming back to our house when there's not a lot of other people around, because we think our neighborhood might be busy with children. Another conversation we're having is how to deliver candy in a social distance fashion, kind of make it fun, like a tube. We just kind of like chuck the candy through and just kind of wave. so we're talking about all of that stuff and trying to figure out how to just be safe, not only for ourselves, but for our community.
Yeah. No, good stuff. I think that's it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We are doing this Mondays and some days at 9 o'clock Central Time in the morning. And those some days, if you want to know when those happen, be subscribed or follow at your favorite way to watch us. And that way you'll get a notification. Actually, some of those ways, like I think of like YouTube, those kind of things, you not only have to subscribe, but also click the alert
click the bell.
Yeah. So that you know when new shows are going live, that kind of thing.
If you follow Aaron and I on Twitter, or even the Aaron and Danae on Twitter, then every time we go live, you might be able to get a notification that way. But we do go live every Monday at 9 a.m. Central. And then like Aaron said, some days. So hopefully we'll see you again at some point this week. We want to make sure to give a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters, because Oh, hello. You guys are incredible. At $5 a month, you can support us at patreon.com/studio DNA. You get a dedicated feed to every podcast on the network, and also our Mondays and Sunday shows come to your podcast feed. So a specialized just for patron supporters podcast feed. And you can find out more about all of that at patreon.com/studio DNA.
We are four Team DNA members away from the next milestone, which apparently is making the guy of a single black shirt wear a shirt of your choosing for an entire week. So we've been, it's been
you
fun
guys
seeing the shirts
that.
People are, yeah, the shirts yeah. people are recommended are really fun. So yeah, four more people at $5 a month, and we'll have a
we're
fun shirt
a
week.
Time.
Yeah,
we are having a good time. And
oh, is
you
that
know
the
what?
Where's Waldo shirt? Is that one of the choices from Mariella?
I hope so. I don't know which one I'm going to vote for. Hopefully, yeah. Yes, we're going to have a poll where we will have a, it's, I do a random poll on Twitter sometimes, which I think is what Tyler's talking about. But we'll actually have a poll with pictures of the shirts that are up, and you guys can vote on them when we get to the next one. Anyway, we're just having a fun time. We love having you guys, and we'll see you someday, mm-hmm. but also Mondays.
We'll see you on the next Monday or
Monday
someday.
Or someday.
You got
it'll be awesome. Hey, listen, we used to be on radio and talk for a living, so
words
super
stuff.
Good at it.
Good at stuff
words.
Of words.
We
and
like
things
words
and
stuff.
Stuff things stuff words.
It's gonna be a good day.
Bye. Good
day. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to listen to us shoo another dough.
If you'd like to watch the show live, we stream it on Mondays and Sundays at 9 a.m. Central on all major streaming platforms. Subscribe, follow, join the conversation on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or maybe
you can
even
also be a member of
one.
Team DNA. Members get their own custom podcast feed that will include not only the Monday show, but all bonus shows we do through the rest of the week. Membership is $5 a month, and you can join today at patreon.com/studio DNA.
Finally, thank you so much for being a part of this fun little community of awesomeness. Remember, your quirks aren't bugs, they're features. Find them, celebrate them, and know you're loved and valuable for just being you.
See you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.